We're going to start things off tonight with someone who you'll probably see here a couple of times because he accompanies other people and he does his own thing, and a lot of people like to include him in their performance. I'm talking about David Bromberg.
This is a good thing to be up here for all these people. This is a new song. This morning, everything seemed all right. I put a call into my woman. She said, "Daddy, you know we're in tight. I got 3 checks in the mail, and I'd overpaid my union dues. But people, when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. I don't owe any money. All my cavities are filled when I stick a hand down in my pocket. I come out with $20 bills. I got more dope than I can smoke, more women than I can use. But when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. Don't know who the man is that this trouble belongs to. Did he do a murder? Great God, what did the man do? He's a low-down motherfucker. But he must be pretty smart, because he's out having himself a real good time. While his blues are breaking my heart, I swear I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. I came up here not knowing exactly what I was going to do. I figured I may as well do a whole bunch of my own songs since no one else will. I've been playing other people's blues for a long time. Those were mine. Oh, I got to tell all of you. A friend of mine is sharing my apartment in New York. His name is Eric Francis. You probably saw him last night with Patrick Skye. And we've been making little objects of art, you know, sculptures and things for all these songs. So I have to come over to my house and see him. Thank you. Oh, babe, well, you've been on my mind. Oh, babe, I said that you've been on my mind. Won't you listen to me, honey? You've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, well, you've been on my mind. And, babe, you sure been good to me. Oh, babe, I said you sure been good to me. Won't you listen to me, honey? You've been good to me. You've been about as sweet as a gal could be. And, babe, well, you've been good to me. And, babe, I think it's time to go. Getting kind of late, got another date, and I think it's time to go. Won't you listen to me, honey? It's a time to go. If you come away, stop and say hello. Oh, babe, I believe it's time to go. Pick it, all right. And, babe, it's all over now. Oh, babe, I said that it's all over now. Won't you listen to me, honey? It's over now. I try to love you sweeter, but I don't know how. Oh, babe, well, it's all over now. And, babe, well, you've been on my... Oh, babe, I said that you've been on my... Listen to me, honey, you've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, well, you've been on my... What? Okay, I'll do that. I really will. As a matter of fact, I plan to do that. Well, I want to do that last. And before I do that, I'd like to lay something a little more serious on you, because I'm always doing funny songs. As a matter of fact, this is a song that I haven't sang here since I've been here. And I guess it's the song I'm proudest of, because it's a song that I really think expresses something that I wanted to express that's happened to me, that I guess has happened to a lot of people. I think you'll understand what it's about without my telling you. I could tell you more about it, but it'd probably confuse us. It's called Trying to Get Home. Home's a long way from here. Home's a long way from here. 23 years. 23 years. A long way from here. I passed through a town this morning. I passed through a town this morning, the town I was born in, the town I was born in, a long way from here. And I looked in through a casement. I looked in through a casement. The house I was raised in, the house I was raised in, a long way from here. And ancient sands had crept in, ancient sands had crept in, the room that I'd slept in, room that I'd slept in, a long way from here. saw a book on the shelf. I saw a book on the shelf. I wrote it myself. I wrote it myself. A long way from here. I'm just trying to get home. I'm just trying to get home. And that's why I roam. That's why I roam. Home's a long way from here. Home's a long way from here. 23 years. 23 years. A long way from here. That's like funky. Hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your arm? Bullfrogs on your arm. I mean mine, people, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. You know it's hard when your baby's in love with your best friend. And good people, I won't tell you, it's harder still when she moves in with him. And I want to tell you, it's extra, extra special hard when you and him are roommates. Yes, I mean to tell you, look over the pillow where your baby used to lay, and still does. There's only one thing you can do. You go down the pawn shop, and you talk to the man. And you say, Mr. Pawnbroker, won't you give me a 38? Oh, Mr. Pawnbroker, won't you give me a 38? You know, I used to take a 44. Oh, but I've been losing weight. Well, you buy yourself a little 38 pearl-handled revolver and a great big double-breasted pinstripe suit, so you're dressed to kill, so to speak. And you go back to your best friend's house, you get on a high chair, a stool kind of thing, and you peek over the transom into his room. And in that room, you see a genuine leather Barker lounger, a 100% mohair rug, a garage turntable with a Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and a Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner, a leather-bound 5-year collection of Playboy magazines, some Spider-Man comic books featuring Dr. Doom, some Rizlar papers and a four-mouth hooker, A.H., and a great big beauty rest double bed with satin sheets and pink pillowcases. Whoa. And in that bed, your baby and your best friend. And good people, I won't tell you, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. You best believe it's hard. Because you always thought your best friend was something of a square, right? But you see him in there doing things that make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs. So you get down off that stool and you knock the door. But you get no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer. So you knock again, but you get no answer. So you charge at that door with all your might and main. Just at the moment your roommate, dressed in a green cannon towel, opens the door, you go flying on across the 100% mohair carpet, past the brown leather barker lounge, and over the garage turntable, the Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and the Stromberg Cross and AM, FM tuner. You go on past that leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazines and those Spider-Man comic books featuring Dr. Doom. You go on past the Rizlar papers and the four-mouth hooker, A.H., and you land a tiny little heap right beside that great big beauty rest double bed with the satin sheets. And pink pillowcases. And as you pick yourself off the floor, you pull out your pistol and you look around you. Good people, I want to tell you, look around you for the first time, you wonder. I mean, you wonder. I said, you wonder. You wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for all that shit in the first place. Now, just about this time, your baby's going to notice the gun in your hand, and she's going to look up at you, and she's going to say something like, don't do anything self-destructive now. Bitch. She's going to look up, and she's going to say, China, don't point that thing. That might be loaded. China, don't. China. No, China, don't. China, please don't. Oh, no, China. No, 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 China. She knows your name is Dave. And while she's talking to you, you see a little bit of tear. People, I mean, you see a tear, a real saltwater tear, I say, forming the corner of her left eye. Well, good people, you look at that tear and it moves you. I say it moves your mind and heart, heart and mind, mind and body, body and soul, but most of all, it moves your hand holding the pistol till you got a dead beat on that little tear crawling out the corner of her eye. And just when you're about to pull the trigger, people, just when you're about to do the one thing you know you can never undo, just when you're about to snuff out her pretty little life forever and ever, she says something to you that just stops you cold. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes, and she says something that freezes your finger on the trigger. People, she says something to you that turns your knees to water and your brain to jelly. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes. And she says, she says, I mean, she says, I'm going to tell you what she said. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes, and she says, hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your people, I mean mine, or did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people, you got. Bullfrogs on your mind. And that's the truth.
Yay. All right, we're going to, while we get all the things off the stage, like drums and such, we're going to hear a famous blues. Well, at least it's famous in some parts of Philadelphia and New York. It was an adaptation of a traditional blues.
I think you just better hear it sung. Here's David Bromberg.
Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on y'all? People, bullfrogs on y'all. I mean mine. Did you ever wake up? With bullfrogs on your mind. You know that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. You know it's hard. Good people, it's hard when your sweet baby's in love with your best friend. People, and I want to tell you, it's harder still. She moves in with him. But people, you know it's extra special hard when you and him are roommates. I mean, you look over the pillow where your sweet baby used to lay and still does. It's a drag. There's only one thing for you to do. You go down the pawn shop and you talk to the man and you say, "Oh, Mr. Pawn broke off. Won't you give me a 38? Oh, Mr. Pawn broke off. Oh, won't you give me a 38? You know, I used to take a 44. But I've been losing weight. So you buy yourself a little 38 double-handed, pearl-handled revolver and a double-breasted pinstripe suit, so you're dressed to kill, so to speak. And you're going back to your best friend's house, people, and you get up on a high chair or a stool and you peek over the transom into your best friend's room, and in that room, you see a 100% mohair rug, a brown leather Barker lounger, a garage turntable with a Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and a Stromberg Carlson AM-FM tuner, a leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazine featuring the entire Playboy philosophy by Hugh M. Hefner, schmuck, a couple of sorted copies of Fantastic Four magazine featuring Dr. Doom, some assorted Rizlon zigzag papers and some very suspicious-looking baggies, a four-mouth hooker, A.H., good people, and a great big beauty rest double bed with satin sheets and pink pillowcases. And people, inside that bed, you see, you see your baby and your best friend. And good people, I want to tell you, it's hard. People, I mean, it's hard right then. I mean, you best believe it's hard. Because you always thought your friend was kind of a square, but you see him in there doing things that would make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs. People, I mean, it's hard right there. So you get down off that stool, you make a few quick notes, you know, stick drawings. And you knock at the door. Good people, but you don't get no answer. So you knock again. Still no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer, so you charge at that door with all your might and main. Just the moment your roommate, dressed in a green cannon towel, opens the door, and you go flying on across the 100% mohair carpet over that brown leather parka lounge and past the garage turntable, the Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and the Strombrook Carlson AM/FM tuner. Good people, I mean to tell you right then, you go on past all that stuff. You go on past the leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazine by Hugh M. Hefner. People, you go on past that collection of Spider-Man comic books and Fantastic Four featuring Dr. Doom. Past them Rizla papers. Past those very suspicious-looking baggies, copping one as you fly by. Shouldn't be a total law. People, you go on past that four-mouth hook of AH and you fall down a tiny little heap right beside that great big double bed with the satin sheets and the pink pillowcases. And as you pick yourself up off that floor, you pull out your pistol and you stop for the first time and you look around that room. You look around you, people, and you wonder. I mean, right then, you look and you wonder. I mean, you wonder. People, I want to tell you, wonder. You wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for that shit in the first place. Now, right about this time, your baby's going to see the gun in your hand. She's going to come up to you and she's going to say something like, "Don't do anything self-destructive now, bitch." She's going to come up and she's going to say something like, "Johnny, don't point that. That might be loaded. Johnny, don't. No, Johnny, don't. Oh, Johnny, don't. Oh, Johnny, don't. Oh, Johnny, don't. Oh, no, no, Johnny, please, oh, no, Johnny." And she knows your name is Dave. Good people, and while she's talking to you, you see for the first time, you see a tear form in the corner of her eye. You see a real saltwater tear. I mean, you see a tear in the corner of her left eye. You see that tear and it moves you. It moves your body and soul, heart and mind, liver and spleen, kidneys and gonads and islands of Langerhans. I mean, it moves you. Most of all, it moves your hand holding the pistol so you get a dead beat on that lousy little tear going out the corner of her left eye. And just the moment you're about to pull the trigger, just at the moment you're about to do one thing you know you can never ever undo, just as you're about to snuff out her pretty little life forever and ever and ever, people, just as you're about to kill one of the only girls you ever loved, she looks up at you with them big brown eyes and she says something to you that just stops you cold. Good people, I mean, she looks up at you and she says something to you that just freezes your finger on that trigger. It turns your knees to jelly and your brain to water and your toes to cupcakes. It's a pretty heavy thing she lays on you. Good people, just as you're about to pull that trigger, she looks up at you with those big brown eyes and she says, I mean, she looks up at you and she says, "Oh, you always got to be careful of those people who ask what you say before you tell her. They're the ones that come quick, man." Oh. Good people, I'll tell you. Now, you just got to take your time. I mean, she looks up at you. She cocks an eye at you, you cock an eye at her, and you stand there looking cockeyed for about it. Good people, she looks up at you, and she says, I mean, she looks up at you and she says, I'll tell you this time. She says, come on, David, tell him. She says, hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your... All right. Bullfrogs on your... I mean mine. Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people. You got... you got bullfrogs on your mind. And that's the truth.
Dave Bromberg will be back again tomorrow. You'll see him. While we're setting up here for the final performance of the evening, we're going to bring out to do a song or two, three, David Bromberg and his fabulous Torpedoes.
Of course, you all know the fabulous Sweet Willie Tishman. And the incomparable, uncomfortable Clarence Lipton. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. My elbow hit your string. Oh, babe, well, you've been on my mind. Oh, baby, you've been on my mind. Oh, listen to me, honey, you've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, said you've been on my mind. And, babe, well, you've been good to me. Oh, honey, you've been good to me. Now, listen to me, honey, you've been sweet to me. You've been about as good as a gal could be. And, babe, you've been good to me.
I'm gonna pick one.
And babe, well, it's all over now. Oh, honey, said it's all over now. Oh, listen to me, baby, it's all over now. I tried to love a sweetie, but I don't know how. Oh, babe, I believe it's over now. Play me. Oh, babe, I think it's time to go. Getting kind of late, I got another date. I believe it's time to go. Now this time, honey, it's the time to go. If you come away, stop and say hello. Oh, babe, I believe it's time to go. And, babe, you've been on my... babe, I said you've been on my... come on, friends. Oh, this time, honey, you've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, you've Zeus harp solo. It's time to listen, honey, it's the time to go. If you come away, stop and say hello. Oh, babe, I believe it's time. Oh, one more time. Well, babe, now you've been on. Babe, you know, you've been on. Now listen, honey, you've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And babe, you've been on my. All right.
More.
See, this ain't an encore. They really got to fix up the seats again more. Where's the rest of the torpedoes? Damn it. Blind Eric Flatpick, I want you all to know. Blind Eric. Yeah, it's Blind Eric Flatpick. You want to do Sitting on Top of the World? You want to sing on a chorus too, even, maybe? Key of D, Eric.
Got a capo?
No. And when you take a solo, come around on this side of me and use that mic.
Choreography.
Yeah, we got it. This is a tight act.
We could use the drums and bass.
Keep a tight act is what I always say.
Yeah, we're keep a tight act. What are we going to play?
Get your mic back.
No, grab that mic. No, man, he's only playing the Jew's harp. No. All right. All right, now, wait a minute. You guys are a little unruly. Let's just straighten up here. All right, kick it. Oh, me? No, you kick it off. It was in the spring. One sunny day, my good gal left me. People, she went away. Now she's gone. John, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up down El Paso. Said, come back, daddy. I need you so. Now she's gone. I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ain't one in a million poor man can trust. Now she's gone. I don't worry. Tom, I'm sitting on top of the picket for me. Hot lips. On a corner, dollar in my hand. I'm looking for a woman that needs a hungry man. She's gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of a Jew's harp solo.
Take it home this time.
It was in the spring, one sunny day. My good gal left, she gone away. Now you better come on into my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
Time for everybody to play, but I'm not sorry that we're about to hear Professor Longhair. It's going to take us a minute or two to set up the drums, so figured I might use that time as an excuse to play one. That girl I love, she's long and tall. She can move her body well just like a cannonball. You better come on into my kitchen, because it's gonna be raining outdoors. Oh, that girl I love, I took my best friend. Some joker got lucky, yes, and stole her back from him. You better come on, child, into my kitchen, because it's gonna be raining outdoors. And it won't be long. I'm gonna sing you my last farewell song. You better come on into my, because it's gonna be raining outdoors. Oh, yes, she's gone. No, she won't come back. I give her my last nickel from my nation's side. You better into my, because it's gonna be raining outdoors. Well, that girl I love, she's longing. She can move her just like a cannonball. You better into my, because it's,
another one by default. I'm stuck on these one chord tunes. A fast freight train and headed out westward. They won't know which way I've gone. Sing the blues piano. Hey, they cue me robbery, people robbery. Never took a dime. Hey, they call me for robbery, mama robbery. I never took a dime. You know that man in Washington is stealing millions. God knows they never got to do no time. Give me a forgery, forgery. I can't write my name. He didn't give me a forgery, mama, forgery. I can't write my name. I can't write my name. They miss a crust of bread out of the kitchen. I got to take the blame. Well, that's all right, mama. Oh, that's all right for you. So that's all right, mama. Or anyway. You do. Hey, if you don't want me, woman, it's a cinch I can't use you.
Okay, here's a guy who started out with bullfrogs on his mind a couple years back. And he got together a bunch of musicians. If anybody can get musicians together, it's got to be David Bromberg. You can also move microphones and play guitar a bit. David?
Thank you. Hello? There's a child missing? 2.5-year-old boy. He's got red shorts on and a red striped shirt. So would you bring him to the front of the stage, please? If anybody sees a little lost boy. Side of the stage, I'm sorry, the side of the stage. Over the corner. His name is Michael, so if anybody finds Michael, he's only 2.5, blonde hair and blue eyes. He's over there. Why don't you go pick up your kid? Better pull your britches up, spit on your hands, and rub on your knees. The devil's right behind you, don't you wait until he catches you. Get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. I said hard work, John, and oh, you need coats. And I'm down on my knees, and I don't know what to do. It's a serious matter now, nobody is joking. The hour has come, and it's up to you. Well, now, listen here, John, ain't a time for stalling. We're all in deep water, right up to our chins. The devil is a tool, and the angels are calling. Get yourself together and commence to begin. Hard work, John, time is a waste. If ever help us leave, John's needed now. Shadows on the side of doom, believe the light is fading. So come on, John, and show us how. How, Andy? Said, well, listen here, Johnny, the time for stalling. We're all in deep water, right up to our chin. The devil is a jewel and angels are calling. Get yourself together and commence to begin. Hard working, John, you'd better pull your prints up. Spit on your hands and rub them on your knees. The devil's right behind you, don't you wait until he gets up. Get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. Please, John.
few more guest people to pick here. I figured it'd be only fair to turn the tables on Diane and make her sing with me. And I drafted Maria Muldaur, too. And Peter Eklund over there is going to play cornet. That's Andy Statman's got the saxophone now. He was playing mandolin before. I hope you're keeping score. There's a quiz next period. And Steve Berg's got the guitar. Tommy Sheehan's got the bass. Kenny Kosak has got the fiddle. And Larry Packer's got the other fiddle. I went to this carnival a few years ago. No big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I walked around the grounds until I found a little tent. Man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. You know, it was the same old line, except for one part. He said it don't cost no money, you got to pay with your heart. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Well, I went inside and I looked around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. And then this girl come out dressed in a scarf and a sneeze. And she did a little dance that made me weak in the knees. She danced just like her back had no bone. While the band played a tune they called the Main Street Moan. She went like this. She went. And then she went. She went like this. She went. And then she went like this. She went. And then, she gave it one of these. She went. And you know, she smiled a smile for the whole world to see. And she turned her head and she looked right at me. I must have jumped at least 10 feet straight in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. And then out stepped this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and he was built like a bear. He said, stop your shouting, there's no more to the show. And if you want to breathe right, you'd all better go. Well, I didn't hang out, I headed straight for the door. You know, but on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Well, every night that show played, I was right there. I just stayed out of the way of that mean red bear. And it worked just like the man had said in his speech at the start. Cause when a carny left town, it took a piece of my heart. And I still get a funny twinge at the very tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that old Main Street moan. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Yes, they are. She's got eyes like crystal waters, lips like sherry wine, a body like fine brandy, and a soul like turpentine. Mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Hey, when I ask you for water, she brings me gas, gas. I said, look here, woman, don't you treat Big David bad. You don't watch your step, you like to make Big David mad. I said, mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Hey, when I ask her for water, ooh, she bring me gas, gas. Thank you. know my woman, she's so doggone evil. Folks, she's evil all the time. She wants David Nickturn to come and kill me, just so he'll have it on his mind. I said, Mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. And when I ask her for water, great God, she brings me gas. Gas. I said, listen here now, Mom. How can you stand to see me cry? She said, David, I can stand to see you die. Mama! You treat your daddy so damn mean. God Almighty. Hey, when I ask her for what, she bring me gas. Gas. They ain't going away long. I just had a couple I wanted to pick for you. They're a little different, they're quieter. Like, have you all heard Ali Bane yet? Man can fiddle, you know. And I don't know where the hell he is. Anyhow, I've been picking up Scotch and Irish fiddle tunes. And I put together a medley, and I probably play them all wrong, but I'll play them for you anyhow. These are three old tunes. And the first one is called Rodney's Glory. Man, I love the titles. The second one is called The Rights of Man, and the third one is The First of May. Thank you. I ain't got no mama now. Folks, I ain't got no mama now. She told me late last night, she said, homely, you don't need no mama no how. There's a pink snake crawling around my room. Pink snake crawling all around my room. Some pretty mama better come here quick. Lord, and get this pink snake song. Ooh, I said that must have been a bed bug. God knows a crab can't bite that hard. Said a crab can't bite that hard. I asked my mom for a dollar and a half and change. She said, sweetie, there ain't a dime in the yard. Mama, what's a matter now? Oh, mama, what's a matter now? I do believe you're trying to be a bad girl. Mama, but you don't know how. I'm singing, hey, I ain't got no mama now. Woo! I ain't got no mama now. She told me late last night, don't need no mama, no help. Notice, a lot of old blues fans here. Well, wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. Come on, wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. Got the nerve to try and drive me away from your door. You know, my mama left me reckless, folks, and my daddy just drove me wild. I said, my mama left me reckless, Daddy drove me stone wild, wild, wild. I know I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. You know, I had a sweet little girl, and she was the best I'd ever seen. I had a nice little woman, she was just about the best I've ever seen. She treated me like a king and acted like she was a doggone queen. Oh, you're a mighty mean woman just to treat me this away. You're a mean little girl just to treat me this away. Yes, and when I leave your town, I'm gone away to stay. Sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your nephew, nephew, tell your friend, I'm going to the country, mama, don't you want to go? I might take me a redhead, and I might grab one or two more. All big, each left banner, Lord, you would not stop. You ought to seen a colored farmer when he got his baller. How come on, reach over, mama, hand me my traveling shoes. I guess you know by now, I've got the Statesboro blue. You know, my mama had him, my sister had him, my daddy had him, my brother died with him. I got up this morning and the family had the weary blues. I poked my head down in the corner and grandma had... Well, give me back the hat I bought you, the big umbrella. Give me back the pearls, I want the dress and all. If you don't like your daddy, you got no right to stand and squall. Give me back the wig I bought you, let your doggone head go bald. I done more for your woman way last winter. I suffered through the summer and I scuffled through the fall. More for your woman than the good Lord ever done. Should have put hair upon your head and you know he'd never give you none. You know I can't be no bank boss or superintendent. Boys ain't getting up on no tipple, and I promise the good Lord, mama, never to dig no coal. I think I'll hang around Philly and try and get some jelly roll. She wouldn't fix me no dinner, wouldn't get me no supper. She burned my lunch and she threw me outdoors. I think that the girl was trying to tell me to go. She had the nerve to ask me, would a matchbox hold my clothes? Oh, big H, she left the banner, Lord, she would not stop. You ought to seen the colored farmer when he got his boy. Oh, come on, reach over, mama, hand me my traveling shoes. I guess you know by now, I got the Statesboro blues. Well, my mama had him, my sister had him, my brother had him, my daddy died with him. I got up this morning, the family had them weary blues. I poked my head down in the corner, and grandma had them too. Play a little double mandolin for you, maybe some double fiddle. This is a Bill Monroe tune called Wheel Horse. All right, for our grand finale, we're going to play Wheel Horse.
Thank you, David Bromberg. First of all, we have a whole entourage of people that are going to be up here. We don't know if the stage will bear the weight.
Entourage, David Bromberg.
Now, Judge, Your Honor, hear my plea before you open up your car. I don't crave no sympathy for what I come here to report. Yes, I found her with a gambling Joe I had wandered about before. I pulled my knife and I went insane. The rest you already know.
Well,
a judge, judge, a good counter will send me to the electric chair. Judge, judge, listen to me, judge. I love that girl so dear. I want to take a journey to the devil down below. Oh yes, I sliced up my sweet patootie. I gotta read just what I saw. So judge, oh, listen to me, judge. Send me to the electric chair. Well, send me. Jeff Gutchen on the piano. Judge, good sweet Mrs. Sirica, won't you send me to the electric chair? I said, Judge, hear me now, Judge. I love that girl so dear. I don't want no bondsman come up here and go my bail, and I don't want to spend no 99 years stuck in your stinking chair. So judge, oh, listen to me, judge. Send me to the electric chair. Send me one. Thank you.
said judge, a judge, a good kind judge. Send me to the electric chair, the electric chair. I said, now judge, judge, listen to me, judge. You could find me, cause I don't care. Well, first I cut her with my Barlow, then I sort of kicked her in the side, and then I stood there laughing over her while she bubbled up in the... So judge, judge, listen to me, judge. Send that to the electric chair. Oh, play me a whole one out. Headed out of Pittsburgh, going out east of Florida. I got these wound up, she's a runner like she never before. There's speeds on the head, all right, and I don't see a cop on the side. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got about 10 Ford gears in the Georgia Overdrive. Yeah, I'm taking little white pills, my eyes is open wide. When I just passed Jimmy in a white shit, I'm passing everything aside. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. All right, Jeff. I can have a lot of women, but I'm not like these other guys. I can find one to hold me tight. I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road. Come on tonight. Come on, John. You know that ICC's are checking on down the line. Just a little wait, my long foot's way behind. Nothing bothers me tonight. My dad's on the scales, all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Come on, Eric, do me one. And her rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. Oh, she got a flame in a stack that smokes roam black as gold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. Well, 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home. And AJ, come on.
I couldn't hear them other fiddles playing. Were you guys playing? I think it's time to sing my stupid song. I'd like to dedicate this to Philadelphia. Where am I, Philip? Not to imply that Philadelphia is stupid, but there's something about old stupid rock and roll that Philadelphia generates. Don't know much about history. I don't know much biology. I don't know much about that French I took. I don't know much about that old science book. Oh, but I do know, baby, I love you. And I know that if you love it too, well, what a wonderful world is. You know, I don't know much of geometry. I don't know much psychotrigonometry. Hey, I can't speak no algebra. Still don't know what a slide rule is for. Oh, but I do know one in one is two. And if this one could only be with you, well, what a wonderful world is for me. Now, I don't claim to be an A student. Oh, but I'll try to be. Or maybe by being an A student, maybe I could win your love for me. Well, I don't know much about it, history. I don't know much about biology. I don't know what's inside my science book. Folks, to tell the truth, I don't think I ever looked. Oh, but I do know, baby, I love you. And I know that if you love me too, well, what a wonderful world.
I don't know much about Allie, I don't know much I don't know much about. I never learned too much but I do know, baby, I love you. And I know that if you love me too, well, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world this could be. Well, what a wonderful world this could be. I mean to say, what a wonderful world.
This is all right. We should do this more. We should have a couple of Philadelphia festivals every year. I know the staff will love that idea. boy, it's fun just to get up here and play with all these. I suppose I should introduce everybody. I don't even know the names of everybody up here. Wait a minute here. Let's see. Over playing piano is my friend Jeff Gutchen. Playing pedal steel is Winnie Winston. Singing backup is Lyndon Hardy and Nancy Josephson. The fiddle players are John Hartford, Evan Stover, and Jay Unger. My friend playing electric guitar is Steve Berg. Playing bass is Hugh McDonald. Playing drums is Steve Mosley. Our horn section sitting in with us is Sam Shaffron. By playing the trumpet over there, he's kind of in the middle, he's got 2 minutes left. Playing the mouth trumpet is Bob Gerland. Sitting in on the trombone is Warren Nichols. Playing cornet is Peter Eklund. And playing the reeds is Billy Novick. A little bluegrass tune. I'd rather be stuck in some dark hour where the sun refused to shine than to be here alone, honey, knowing that you've gone. It had caused me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far on down the track. I'm going away. Yes, I'm going, but I ain't coming back. Go, Winnie. Mr. Hartford's fiddle. I'd rather be stuck in some dark hour where the sun refused to shine than to be stuck in New York City in a small room with you on my mind. So blow freight train, take me far on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. Yes, I'm going, but I ain't coming back. All right, Ev.
Mr. Gutson. Play the piano. So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far round down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. Yes, I'm going, but I ain't coming back. Take it for me.
I'm going to play a tune by myself and then try and get my friend Alistair Anderson up here to play a tune with me on a concertina. And then I don't know what will happen from there. Some people were asking me what I was going to play. I said, I didn't know. I didn't know, even know who'd be up here. I mean, we're a pretty big band. We usually travel like there are usually seven of us. Has anybody figured out how many there are up here? 16. There's more people sitting in than there is in the band. My God. Wake up, mama. Hey, and turn your lamp down low. I said, wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. And when did you work up the nerves and put me away from your dog? Oh, you're a mighty mean woman to treat me this way. I said, you're a mean little girl, you know, to do me this way. Go out your door this time, honey. I swear I'm going away to stay. People, I once loved a woman, the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. Gamble, I had the love of a girl, she was the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. I swear she treated me like I was a king and acted like she was a goddamn queen. You know that my mama left me run reckless and my daddy just drove me wild. Mama let me run off reckless and daddy just drove me wild. I know that I ain't good looking, but I swear I gotta be some sweet woman's angel child. Said, sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, tell your cousin, nephew, tell your friend, I'm going down to the country, and mama, don't you want to go? I might bring you along, honey, and I might bring along one or two more. You know, Big 80 left Savannah, Lord, you would not stop. You ought to see a colored fireman when it got the boil of her. Come on, reach over, mama, I want you to hand me them traveling shoes. I want you folks to know right now I've got the States for all blues.
Hey, the church bell's ringing, the secretary's singing, the preacher's preaching, can't you hear the sister shouting, and the children in the pulpit just trying to learn that song. Yes, and that low-down, dirty deacon has got my girl and gone. Folks, my mama had on my sister, had on my brother, had on my daddy, died with them. I swear, when I woke up this morning, the family had a myriad blues. Yes, I poked my head down in a corner, and grandma had them too. Oh, give me back the hat, I bought you the big umbrella. Give me back your pearls, honey, I want your shoes and all. If you don't love your daddy, woman, you got no right to just stand and squall. Give me back the wig I bought you and let your goddamn head go bald. I done more for your woman away last winter. Yes, I suffered through the summer and I scuffled through the fall. I done more for you, girl, than the good Lord in heaven ever done. Up, I put hair upon your head, and you know he never give you none. The girl wouldn't get me no supper. She spoiled my dinner. Hell, she threw it outdoors. I think that the woman was trying to tell me to go. She had the nerve to ask me, would a matchbox hold my clothes? I can't be no bank boss or superintendent, no television cameraman. Ain't getting up on no tipple. And I promised the good Lord that I would never dig his coal. Go back to George Washington Lodge and hope to find some jelly roll. Ah, sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, tell your nephew, cousin, tell your friend, I'm going to the country. Sweet woman, do you want to go? I said I might bring you along, and I might bring along one or two more. Oh, big eater, the Savannah Lord, you would not stop. You ought to see the color fireman when he got the ball of heart. Come on, reach over, mama. Hand me them traveling shoes. I want the world to know right now I've got the Statesboro blues. Folks, I got them. Years ago, I got a chance to go to England to accompany a fine singer named Rosalie Shirelles at the Isle of Wight. And I went a few months early, and I got myself adopted by a couple of crazy musicians over there, amongst which Ali Anderson. Well, must be the finest concertina player alive. I never heard anybody else play it anywhere near that good. We were sitting up in a hotel in a room last night. We were doing some jamming, and we thought maybe we'd try and play a piece for you like we were playing last night. Alistair Anderson. Am I anywhere near in tune with you? What's it mean? No, of course not for this stuff, you know. Oh, wish us luck. We don't know how we're going to start it or end it. Yeah, it was great last night.
Was that okay that night?
Can you pick up, have you got the concertina out there?
Yeah, I think so.
You got a sound man in the first row. Go ahead. You start it.
No. Thank you.
Thank you, Allie Anderson. Station town, let me drive. You know that goddamn road seemed like it went forever. Exhaust fumes made our eyes turn red and swell. With our clothes stuck to the seat, to our body. It was a stinking summer trip through southern hell. Carbonated crap churning up inside. Gas old service station train. Let me drive. Front seat, trying not to start the fire. Quiet, half-hid cry, let me drive. Hey, you know that you can grow to hate those grubby little one-horse towns with the seamy movie houses long closed down. Nowhere to go from here but up or down the road. And there's nothing over there but the same goddamn town. Another sour coffee cup and one more piece of cardboard pie. Buy a toothbrush and a change of clothes, then we'll ride. Hold on. Look at that up ahead in the road.
There's a car up there.
Yeah, it's a sports car. He's crosswise on a lane. He's honking his horn at us.
That's a country horn.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, you know why he got that way? There's some chickens in the road. That's why. He was dodging them chickens. Look. Yeah, man. Not only that, there's some railroad tracks. I think I hear a train whistle. You think there's a train coming?
I see one coming way out there. There it is. Here it comes. And there goes back again. Here it comes once more.
That's a fast freight. Hey, but you know what? It smells funny. As a matter of fact, if I didn't know better, I'd say it smelled like camel dung. It's like some goddamn caravan was... Oh no, look at there! I tell you, on this old highway, there's only two things to be afraid of.
What's that?
God and the state police. Hey man, look in the rear view mirror! We better get down this highway just as fast as we can.
David Bromberg. More Bromberg. More Bromberg.
City, Kansas City, here I come. Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Folks, they got some bad smell of lemon there. I wanna get that one. You'll find me standing on a corner, or hell, 12th Street and Vine. On a corner. Yes, 12th Street and Vine. With a little Kansas City hippie and a bottle of cheap rotten good Kansas City wine. You know I might take a train and I might take a plane. If I have to go Shoe Leather Express, I'll get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, hey. Kansas City, here I come. They got some bad little women, hey. I wanna get me one or two or three or four. We'll be right back. all the cancer sentimental like the people cause I have to speak my mind. They don't like the hair cause I always speak my mind. Okay, there's a couple women that are wild about me, Al, cause I know how to take my time. So my daddy was no jacket, offered and told me how to ride. Was no jacket, yeah, but it told me how to ride. Said you gotta ease down slow in the middle sun and then rock from side to side. Might take a train and might take a plane if I have to take a Philadelphia turnpike. I'll get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some bad smelling women and your boy wants to get him one.
David Bromberg. Look, you know we can't have any more because, oh. I got some more messages for you. How's this thing? Yes, well. Listen, we have to clear this area for the concert. This gate is now closed over here. Please pick up your trash. Help us out. We made this concert go a little longer so you could hear more of David Bromberg and more of the Buffalo Girls. And we'd appreciate it. That means that the job is going to be shorter. They have to work harder. All the volunteers can come in here and clean up. So if you can help them out by policing your area, it would be appreciated. Okay.